My son's age is his 30th.
So we can call a meeting to order. It is exactly 9:00. Thank you, everybody. Do we have any conflict or anything on the agenda? Have you all had a chance to read it?
No.
Okay.
No conflict. I did read it.
Same.
Approval of the minutes from last meeting. Has anyone had
it? I move that we approve the minutes from our last meeting on whatever the date was.
9th of July.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Yeah, all in favor.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, we're here to actually approve the banner that's on the Saber Latino that they would like to put on it, but it's already hanging.
Oh, I didn't even notice it.
It's already hanging.
But I think that's good.
I haven't even looked. Where is it hanging?
They're right next to Rusty Bucket.
Right. But where is the banner?
Hanging on their awning in the front.
It's not the one that's on the building, it's another one?
Yeah, it's on the front. There's an awning on the front, and it's hanging on that awning. It doesn't cover the whole thing. It covers 2/3 of it, I think, at least. And so it's, what do we say the measurements are?
It's pretty small.
It's 4x8.
It's 4x8. So, I mean, this gets into supporting a business that obviously needs additional traffic, and this is a way there. Because if you don't know anything about that kind of a restaurant, you don't know anything about the
Pupuseria.
They're pupusas, and that's what. And actually, that's what I finally, the first time I went in, I didn't get that. And I did the second, and they're really good. So it gets into the same question. How are we handling a business? We want to help them promote it. I have a feeling from time to time they may change it. But is it something that we have to deal with? We have to deal with it, but do we have anybody have any problems with it?
We don't have I guess I or somebody should have snapped a picture of it to
show. Oh, we do have a picture.
Oh, good.
We have a picture.
It's here.
I have a question.
Oh, but not on the building.
Maybe just because I'm so new.
No, that's fine.
To me, this isn't a sign, this is a banner.
Uh-huh.
And as I read the ordinance, it talks about signs. Generally in government, whatever isn't addressed is allowed. Whatever isn't prohibited is allowed. In this case, it looks like as we read the ordinance, we are allowing these things, and anything outside those parameters is prohibited. And so I drove up and down Main Street. Well, actually, I didn't even notice it. I drove up and down Main Street just barely before I came. There's a banner on the car wash. There's a banner on Dry Lakes Beef. There's obviously this banner. There are window decorations in the city office and at the Dairy Freeze, and I don't know if they needed to come through, if they came through this committee or not, but they're on the inside. What's our role here? Is this a sign or is this a banner? And we do allow banners, obviously, because there are banners on flagpoles. I can see one right out the window.
Yeah.
I think. I can see something over there. I don't know. Please help me define what this is.
Right. Are we architecture and building signage focused? Or are we all display attaches, whatever it might be, as well? But I want to go back to something you said. You said if it's not expressly outlined in code, it's allowed. Actually, in Parowan code, I think it's if it's not expressly permitted, it's prohibited.
Just in this code or in general?
In Parowan, generally across. When we're doing land use stuff, we have our list of permitted uses for each zone, and if it's not on that list, it's prohibited.
Sure, okay.
So
I see that.
I just wanted to, I would think that the same would apply into the Historical Preservation Committee.
So is a banner within, that's my question.
Right.
I don't see this as a sign, I see it as a banner.
Mm-hmm. Which is
I
what?
I don't think banners are permanent by their nature.
Right, they're not.
Permanent
they're not.
Structures and fixtures is more what you're, should be addressing and not something.
And I'm not saying this should.
Can be removed.
I'm not saying this shouldn't be in front of this committee. I'm trying to understand my role, is all.
Right.
Because this is my whole second meeting.
Yeah, so, and I think that's valid, and I think that's really good to hammer out. But the question is can this get to a point to where all of a sudden, as a committee, we are saying, but wait a second, you know? So, just food for thought.
That's the only thing that I was thinking of. I think of the business, and they have a sign, and you want that to be accepted. You want them to accept their business. But then do we start having banners hanging from everything?
We don't want banners everywhere or the flags.
Well,
the flags that say
tacos or they say burgers or whatever. And that, you know, that brings up something that's not even on our agenda. But when we started to look at the banner, we looked at Dee Dee's and Nick's because theirs are partly banners, partly signs that are not permanent signs, and it doesn't look terribly presentable.
No.
So now that gets us into the whole new thing.
But if I was starting a business, I'd want to be able to, I would want to put something up there that
yes.
says, hey, I'm here, come on in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's like the old Crow. Her sign is set back. And so she requested to put a sign out front, but she also has an A-frame to direct people in there because business isn't as
she's coming. Having a hard time getting people back
yeah.
there.
She's yeah, and it's
which
a cute
is really
show.
Unfortunate.
I know
it's really cute.
It's really cute, and she changes stuff all the time.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's a cute show.
So
let me read this from the code.
Yeah.
Just disseminate, just see what you think, Steve. It says committee jurisdiction. The jurisdiction of the Historic Preservation Committee shall be limited to the historic districts and landmarks and monuments. The committee shall be concerned only with those elements of development, rehabilitation, and preservation that affect visual quality of the historic district of landmark or monument. The committee shall not consider interior design, interior arrangement, or building features not subject to public view, nor shall it make any requirement except for the purpose of preventing development or demolition, inconsistent with the standards set forth hereinafter. So that's the committee jurisdiction.
So is it saying that we don't have any say over banners, basically?
No, I think it does.
I think
it does. Yeah. Yeah. That would be my only thing is that banners.
It's just a question. I'm not trying to be obstructionist.
Yeah. No.
It comes naturally to me. I don't have to try.
No.
No, I'm glad you brought it up because it's a good point. It's not going to be the first time.
No.
Yeah. And understand, I'm not a committee member. I'm just here to
help us with the code, which we need.
Yes.
Right.
So thank you.
Yeah.
We need to.
We do.
So, do we place a time frame on a banner?
I don't know how you do it.
I know, I'm from an enforcement point, I'm like, please don't.
Okay.
Well, that's always the question, could you enforce it, you know?
Yeah.
If it gets faded, do we have the authority to come back and say, hey, look, your sign looks bad, fix it? Or do we want, I mean, we might not want to exercise that. I don't know what it's happened in the past.
I don't think these things have happened that much.
Well, banners are a lot easier now than they used to be when this first started. I mean, you didn't have banners.
Right.
So when that was written and what we do, that was, it's completely different now. Time's completely different, so. Personally, that banner does not bother me, and I think it's just fine. And, like, you guys didn't even notice it. I mean, so.
I don't have tunnel vision anymore. It's like, I want to go home.
But it doesn't bother me, but I don't know if it will sometime or if it will get out of hand. But the people that bring out their banners, like you say, tacos and that, they bring them out during the day, they haul them in at night, and I think that's okay.
And we do have some of those up.
Yeah. Livia has them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's some others. So
Dairy Freeze, I think, has them.
And they just...
I think they have to have them back by the building because it's UDOT Road, so they can't have them, like, out on the sidewalk.
That makes sense.
I think that's what I heard.
I think it's very valid to have a position of we want to do all we can to promote and support our downtown businesses in this economy, in this world right now, absolutely. I think it's also valid to say it can't run amok, and how do we, and where do we put the guardrails in?
Maybe if there's we made a decision more on banners and added it to our code that they have to be a certain size, so they can't...
Take the whole awning.
I don't know.
Or just only a single banner, or...
Yeah.
And or put a time constraint on it. Banners can be displayed for a maximum of 30 days. And I'm just spitballing ideas.
That's not a bad idea. Then it comes down for 30 days, and then it goes back up to 30 days. So if we get a million of them, they'll be... Yeah.
And then you just add on, you know, faded, tattered...
Well, faded and tattered definitely would be something we would want.
Sure.
And that's the only reason when I looked at Nixon, Didi's, is they're all different sizes. They're not, some are permanent, some are not. And if I was coming into town, I wouldn't be sure which one restaurant was which and which sign went with which.
Sure.
So
it's a tough structure anyway to understand that one half is this restaurant, one half is this restaurant.
Yeah,
that's true.
Wondering, is it?
For such a great old building.
And so then that's the thing, does that go into the code to change that? But how do we handle this one? We approve it and say, we wished you had checked with us first, just or not bother with that, or just say, you're okay, but...
This is how this came up.
I didn't catch this one. No, I think they came
they
on their own.
They came to us.
Yes.
Which is interesting because they've already been to us for the other signs they would go ahead and
sign.
So
I think this was a great consideration.
But again,
do we want it to... We can put something in the code to make these administrative actions to where they come in. We don't have to assemble a body politic. And I can just say... Yep, here are the guardrails we have in place for banners. Go ahead. Is that something we would like to look at?
Boy, I would.
I think so.
Absolutely.
I think so.
Steve will write it up and we'll talk about it next meeting.
Thank you, Steve. We appreciate that.
But, yeah, because to coordinate this for this is excessive, I think. But as long as I have some clear understanding of what the committee would like to, how the committee would like to handle these things, I've got no problem with making administrative decisions.
I think that's the best way to do it, to come up with what we think is realistic. Do we want a time frame? Do we just want a size?
I would rather do a condition than a time frame.
Yeah.
because the time frame will depend. And if it's on the north side of a building,
yes,
it's going to last. If it's on a south side of a building where the wind hits it, it's going to tear faster. If it's on the west side of a west-facing building, the sun in the afternoon is going to fade it back. I'd a lot rather do a condition than a time frame.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Okay. What do you guys want to email back and forth amongst yourselves? Different ideas, come up with something solid. We'll have another meeting, put that in place, and put it before Planning and Zoning and City Council to amend Appendix A.
Yes.
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 Okay.
Thank you, Steve.
Sorry, I feel.
No,
I
don't feel be like sorry.
Don't be sorry. No, but
you need to address this banner according to your agenda.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. So. Well, we'll pass it. I think we need to pass it. It's there. We
don't have to, but yeah.
I
just need a motion.
Should we wait until we?
No.
I mean, we could.
We can't.
No. I move to approve the banner of the Saber Latino, Sean Arbor. What is it? Sean Edwards and Fred Kramer.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Just one more procedural question: is it normal to not have representatives here?
They usually come.
They usually come.
And I talked to him and reminded him, but apparently...
He did. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's just the question.
And, all right, do we want to have any make a decision as to when we have to decide on this next thing, or do we have to meet? Can we do it by email?
Let's get something worked up, and the next time we need to meet, we can just bring it at that point, rather than have a special one.
Okay. Yeah. Great idea. Thank you. Any other comments, member comments?
Well, I wasn't here last time, and you decided to have the meetings twice a month as needed.
Uh-huh.
So I get it, but I just like, it says... no action or items are needed. If no items needed attention, the meeting would not be posted. I just like it noted that maybe give a time element, like our Friday. If you don't have anything by Friday, then it won't be. So we have time because it's on the schedule, and if that's not addressed, then it fouls you up. So
right.
If we can just know by Friday of the previous week, then if there isn't anything, then we won't have it at the end, we'll know to have it.
Do we need you to send out that we don't have anything, or do we only need to send it?
If you don't hear, then don't plan on it. If you
right.
hear by Friday,
okay,
that would make it much good. Easier for me than to have to remember.
Do all those.
Right.
To let you
know. Yes.
I agree.
I think
that works. If
well,
you
that, yeah, that's what I mean. If we just some, you know, I guess guidelines that it just says that if we don't receive notice by then.
Well, Callie,
then
Callie sent me a message and said we didn't have anything at the first of the month, and then she said we have this. Do you want a meeting? And I said yes.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay. So
that's all. Just so there's a time that we're aware.
I'll just try really hard to.
No, you don't.
No, we don't hear from you by Friday. We just won't be here.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And if something comes in that you have a question, let me know, and then we can decide.
I guess it's just as long as we are notified
by
Friday or whatever, and then we know. And then if we're not notified, we're not going to worry about it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And I think we always are notified before Friday that we have one, right? I mean, generally.
Well, it depends.
Not always.
Not always, yeah.
That's true.
So what's the basic rule about how to get on an agenda? How many?
Usually it's a week.
And is that what it says? So you could say that to people if they came in? I mean...
Do we say that anywhere?
I mean, that's what I was wondering.
I mean, we don't say anything right now. We just plan meetings. So But I think if we give them till Friday before, if that's enough time.
They would have to bring it in enough time.
I would say
you not to get it at Friday at 1
so
o'clock.
So you want it a week. Well, we're closed at noon.
Yeah, you close at noon, yeah.
I mean, I was just wondering, just to protect yourself, Shane.
We could.
Is that what you do on city council, to get on the agenda?
Yeah.
Yeah, I treat it the same.
I would too.
Okay.
Yeah.
That way,
if they're not there in time, then we don't have it.
Yeah. So if somebody comes in on Thursday, we say the next meeting will be
in 2 weeks.
Yeah, in 2 weeks.
I think that's
good. I think that's, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I can do that.
All right.
That gets less than their month, so.
Yes. All right. Do we have someone to adjourn the meeting?
I'll move to adjourn.
I'll move to second that.
Thank you all. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all for coming in for all of